Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Looking for a new high-end mascara without breaking the bank? The new L'Oreal Paris Panorama Mascara gives you a high-end lash look in a premium gold luxe packaging. It's all about panoramic volume and fully fanned out lashes. With its tapered brush, the new Panorama Mascara catches every single lash, giving you the false lash look without any of the hassle. Say goodbye to clumps and flakes, because this mascara is specially formulated to resist them all day with up to 24-hour wear. And the best part? It performs better than luxe mascaras at only a fraction of the cost. You can buy Panorama Mascara on Amazon today.
Doug hates candy wrappers, screening baby sticky seeds with 50 as in popcorn kernels in his teeth. There's still not one that he won't see, 'cause Doug loves movies.
Nice clapping, white people. Hey, everybody. My name is Doug, and I love movies. This is Doug Loves Movies, coming to you from the UCB Theater on Tuesday, February 12th, to Ocean's 13, the Valentine's Week ep, if you will, or even if you won't. Since last I spoke and you listened, I flew back from San Francisco. Thank you, SF Sketchfest, and all the folks who attended my Benson movie Interruptions up there. I'll be back in San Francisco April 19th and 20th at Cobb's doing a Doug Loves Movies, a countdown to 420. That's where, like, at midnight, we treat it like New Year's on 419 and count it down and go, yay, and then I'll have to go outside to smoke. And then can't smoke indoors. And then two shows on that Saturday, 420, where I will be taping my new album. Last night, I went to Greg Proop's Film Club at CineFamily, where Greg showed the great Woody Allen movie Annie Hall that still holds up. If you try not to think about, if you think of Woody Allen as a character in a movie and not as a person that did a lot of strange shit and now makes movies about Europe. It was really fun to watch it with a packed house and big laughs from my favorite line in Annie Hall when the older gentleman goes, "We use a large vibrating egg." And you can listen to Greg's pre and post screening chat that he does at these shows that he does at CineFamily on his Smartest Man in the World Proopcast. There's only a handful of tickets left for my Douglas Movies taping this Sunday at Zany's in Rosemont, Illinois, so get your hands on them, Chicago. And Monday I'm taping Benson Interruption right here in Los Angeles at Meltdown Comics. That's President's Day, so no one should have to work, I don't think. Any postal people in the audience? You'll have a big weekend, Saturday and Monday off. And then, because if I don't know if it's kicked in yet, but if I worked in the post office, I would not come in on Saturdays. Because you'd just be like, I heard we weren't doing Saturdays anymore. Oh, it's not official yet. Oh, well, I heard it was in the news, so that's how I decide whether or not I'm going to work. And it's at 4:20. And co-interrupting throughout will be Zach Galifianakis, schedule permitting. And go check out Zach Galifianakis's Between Two Ferns on Funny or Die, Oscar edition. The very last, this isn't going to ruin it for you that I'm saying this. The very last moment of part two made me laugh out loud very, very hard. There's a new Dining with Doug and Karen with very special guest Lisa Loeb available now for free in the comedy podcast section of iTunes. And here, now it's time for Tweet Relief, tweets about movies. Henry Heavy Rains, R-A-I-N-E-S 17, tweeted, marketing plan for Safe Haven. And this is like what they should say. This is the marketing plan. It's about time that movie you've seen thousands of times came out again. Did I fuck that up? I thought that was pretty funny. This has been Tweet Relief, tweets about movies by my new friend, Heavy Rains. Prize bag, you guys. Some good stuff in here. There's a book we'll talk about. It's a book we'll talk about in a little bit. Let's not get into that too much. A DVD we can't really talk about. Some Magic the Gathering cards someone brought. And there's a couple other things we can't mention just yet. But I want another stuffed animal at Disney's California Adventure. And I don't want that piece of shit. And also, this is a beautiful item. This is a scarf that says Tito's Handmade Vodka on it. You could wear it inside out if you don't want to seem like a complete lush, but it's actually, it's pretty nice. It's a cold night here in California. I'm keeping it! No, that'll be in the prize bag. You could say it touched his neck. And then don't tell people which neck. Dick neck! Okay, so, did you guys see that movie Dick Neck at Hanging Rock? That was pretty good. Pretty good porn. So, speaking of Tito's Handmade Vodka made in Austin, Texas, and this isn't an ad, by the way. I mean, they'll give me some free vodka if I want it, but we're going to tape at Douglas Movies in Austin on February 21st at 5:30 at Cap City Comedy Club. So come out to that, you guys, and please help me in welcoming to the stage right now DC Pearson, David Huntsberger, and Gillian Jacobs. Got two first-timers on the panel, and an old pro.
An old wily veteran.
Okay, shut up. You know you don't talk until spoken to. Wow, you really did. That's amazing. I was saying backstage, this is probably going to be the most docile panel that we've had in quite some time, and I'm excited about it, because I've got things to say about movies. DC Pearson is here, you guys.
Yes.
I love you in the TV ad where you talk like President David Palmer.
Thank you. Thank you. People's dads think I can actually do that voice.
Why can't you?
I could try, but it's dubbed in. Okay. You mean just like throughout the show?
I'm going to give you an assignment. Okay. No, come back another time.
I'm being assassinated.
Yeah, yeah.
That just sounded too. That sounded entirely too blaxploitation. Right on, Jack Bauer.
Yeah, well, that's the thing, is he doesn't say particularly black things in the commercials. It's all about...
What would be a particularly black thing for
him? Well, he doesn't go, you're in good hands, yo. You know, he, it's very straightforward and insurance talk. Right?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah,
for
so
sure.
You could probably get it down, and then when the old children come around, you can impress them.
Listen, you two white guys. Why don't you cool it? It's getting a little uncomfortable in here.
Did I tell you not to talk?
Sorry about that.
Did I tell you not to talk? You've got a book coming out, DC.
I do. It's called Crap Kingdom. You have it right there.
There it is.
It's a young adult book about a kid discovers he's the chosen one in like a crazy fantasy magic kingdom. And then it turns out that the crazy fantasy magic kingdom he's the chosen one in is really, really shitty. So he's just like, nope. Not going to do it. Not going to be the chosen one. And then his best friend becomes the chosen one instead. And he's like, damn it, I should have done it. And then he's all jealous and stuff. And then he goes and becomes the chosen one in the evil kingdom. and then he feels bad, and then he must redeem himself through an epic adventure. It's for young adults, but grown-ups will also enjoy it.
That's what I said to you backstage when we were first talking about it. I was like, is it a YA thing, or what's the story with this book?
It's young adult, and it features Charlize Theron.
That'd be so great if you just had pictures of her in the middle.
It's all pictures of...
Here she
is,
it's
all unlicensed pictures of Charlize Theron.
Ian Flux. Patton Oswalt wrote on the back of the book, Pearson's funny, giddy, anti-epic is the summer blockbuster your burnout friend never got around to writing.
That's right, except he did get around to writing it.
Yeah.
I wrote it.
That's a weird thing for Patton to say. This book is like something that hasn't happened.
He's a my book denier.
Enjoy it.
He thinks it's an inside job.
There's so many conspiracies these days. And you also brought Magic the Gathering cards.
Magic the Gathering cards that I have around my house. Who among you will front on Magic the Gathering? No one. It's a great collectible card game.
Sure, we can find somebody. Joe? Yeah. And then what's this Mystery Team
that
thing?
That is Mystery Team is a movie I made with my comedy group, Derek Comedy. People dig it. And those are... trading cards that we made when we went to Comic-Con, and they have never been given out since. So they're rare and interesting to those three people. So hopefully one of them will win the prize bag.
It'll either make a great bookmark or a terrible weapon.
Yeah.
Playing Magic the Gathering. Mm-hmm.
But Patton Oswalt says those cards don't exist.
You guys, I'd like a nice warm round of applause for Gillian Jacobs. For coming to the program, actually listening to some episodes to try to figure it out.
Yeah, I listened to three and I enjoyed them a lot.
Oh, well, thank you very much for that. I wasn't fishing, but you think you understand how to play. I know DC has listened quite a bit, or been here. I don't know.
I've listened. I've never been to the live show. I didn't realize there was a table. That changes my whole experience of listening to the show. I feel like you should come out and be like, this is Doug Loves Movies, Two Oceans 13. There's a table here. And people will be like, all right, I get it now.
I take a picture every week that I put on Twitter.
Yeah.
Haven't you seen that?
There's the table in the picture.
Oh, there's
huh?
a table, yeah.
Really? I have an app that removes tables from pictures.
It's often got cards on it, like weird stuff sitting there. And name tags, when you're going to get the name tags, you also don't know what that looks like yet.
I don't. I've
That's
only
an
imagined
exciting
it.
Moment when that happens.
Yeah, I've been looking into the audience. I thought they'd be wearing
no,
them.
No, no, no. They
okay.
are very... Nope. This is L.A. Everyone's cool.
A few of them just snuck
like
up.
Just walking down the street that you don't know they have a name tag.
Anyone in
this
L.A. could be on their way to a podcast.
Right. Yeah.
And most are.
A few people just covertly held theirs out like, psst, they're here.
So Community is back, like, bigger than ever.
We're back. Yes. Thank you.
Yeah. And enough about that. IMDb... And IMDb says that you were in The Box?
Yeah.
What's that about?
I don't know. I've never seen it.
I like that movie.
You do?
That's the Richard Kelly one, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's
it
the stoner burnout movie that's never been made. About a box.
Says Doug Benson.
Yeah.
Oh, says I mean, Rotten Tomatoes.
The premise seems interesting.
It's a cool premise, and it's made in this very kind of weird 70s, like almost like a Twilight Zone sort
yes,
of thing.
It's Twilight based Zone, on a Twilight Zone episode.
Oh, is it?
Called Button well, Button. Go. So it started out with a normal premise, and then they added aliens, and people were being transported through pools of water, and they kept rewriting the script, but it was during the writer's strike, so they weren't supposed to keep writing the script.
Whoa. You just got some people killed
yeah.
by Teamsters.
Everybody forget you heard that.
And I did not, at a certain point, understand what the movie was about. But I played a babysitter that took care of Cameron Diaz and James Marsden's kid in it. And I got a note. That's funny. Yeah.
Yeah.
Me caring for a child. Hilarious. Yes, I was in The Box. I felt bad about myself at a certain point in the middle of that.
That seemed like an audition monologue you were doing called A Woman Who Was in the Box. Well, first off, anyway.
Think outside the box is what I say.
You never say that.
Did you see that movie, David?
No.
Did you see Southland Tales?
Nope.
Donnie Darko?
Yes.
So that's where you decided to stop.
Yeah.
That's where you gave up.
I was just telling them backstage, like, I see a lot of people, I see one of their movies. I rarely, like, dig into their entire collection.
Give me another example. Well, the only Christopher Nolan movie I've seen is The Prestige.
He's only seen Death Proof.
Like, I don't, if you, I would have to be the...
I've only seen The Age of Innocence.
Like, I've Condoms. Seen... You'd have to say I the movie, and you go, oh, and so-and-so directed that. I'm like, yeah, what else did they direct? And then you tell me, I'm like, it was purely coincidence if I saw others of theirs.
Interesting.
It is very, that's why I
I've only
it.
Seen I Heart Huckabees. And I've seriously only seen Rushmore. There is no better... Even though I like some of his other work.
But you just said you haven't seen his other work.
I don't really pay attention to it while I'm watching it. I'm like, this isn't Rushmore.
You were just saying, think outside the box.
I want to talk to Gillian some more.
Okay.
You're in The Incredible Burt Wonderstone?
I am, yes.
That's going to be either amazing or terrible.
Yep.
Does it have any other options? What'd you think of that movie with all those great, funny actors playing magicians? It was okay. No, it wasn't. It was great. Or terrible. Which way do you think it's going to go?
Great.
Okay. I like your attitude. Positivity is always good in this business, but I am excited about it. Do you have to wear like a crazy wig or something? Like, who are you supposed to be?
No, I play a groupie in the audience who Steve Carell... picks for a one-night stand, so I make out with Steve Carell and wear a slutty dress, so.
Did he still have the syrup?
There's a young lady in the audience encouraging you because it is Feminist Day or some shit.
It's my second film. It is.
It is.
It is.
For some bullshit.
Something like that.
Now, when you wear a button in solidarity, does it say or some shit on it?
It should.
Feminist Day or some
it
shit.
It should, because a day? Come on. Give them a week or
month.
Something.
Month.
Relax. The blacks have a month.
The blacks?
That I'm celebrating
this
right now.
After you described how black
we got
people
a month.
Talk.
We got a month, Jack Bauer.
You forgot about the yo at the end as the blacks talk, according to you, Doug. You
racist son of a bitch. I was being silly. I was being pretend racist. I watch a lot of Justified, and my favorite character on Walking Dead is Merle.
You check out. Story checks out. You're free to go.
That's David Huntsberger, everybody. I've never introduced you. I never gave you a round of applause.
Sorry,
you
I
deserve.
Talk so much. That's not really
no,
like me.
No, you're great at this. Are you kidding me? Nobody's talked over anybody yet.
That's true.
Professor Blastoff.
Professor Brownstone.
Yeah, what's going on with that guy?
Operation Takeoff. It's good. We're at like 91 episodes now. Tig's back and healthy.
They didn't give shit about the 91 episodes. That's not much of an accomplishment.
Sketchfest and the Vancouver Comedy Festival.
So those are coming out soon?
Yeah, they're both actually up right now, currently.
Now, you talked to me, asked me about doing being on an episode and potentially talking about doing like the Oscars.
Yeah.
Now, does that really fall into the purview of that program? Isn't it mostly things scientific and smarter and more interesting than the Oscars?
There's a philosophical side, and it's odd that
there's
we
a definite philosophy to the Oscars.
Yeah, I mean,
and
they're
money.
Anything
and
that
power,
has, we're already knee deep in this conversation.
I know, right? We could do it on your show.
Yeah, let's take it to the hatch.
I mean, I love the Oscars, by the way. I mean, I talk
that's
a lot
why
of
I wanted
shit about
you to be
it,
a guest.
But I love them.
Are we allowed to say the Oscars on the podcast, or is that a thing like the Super Bowl where we have to say movie awards program?
That's funny you should mention it, because on whatever day the Oscars is, I'm going to be in a theater watching something on television.
Okay.
Can't say what it is.
Yeah,
but we're going to
watch
old
episodes of Murphy Brown
and interrupt. Well, we don't want to say that because no one would come.
Right. Well. Okay, fine, Doug. No one.
Yeah. I'm trying to think of what. The only name I can think of is Candace Bergen, but I wanted to think of one supporting actor's name.
The guy
and
with
say,
glasses.
She'll be there, or he'll be there, but I can't think of any of them. So sorry for them. I apologize. And we won't be doing a Murphy Brown episode anytime.
I also didn't know. I didn't know there was a table here. I didn't know Candace Bergen was here for every episode. She's in the corner weeping right now.
Well, if she wasn't here, I definitely wouldn't even have thought of her name. So thanks for the visual.
That seems like AIDS. A cool burn in an 80s movie. Thanks for the visual. And then you just skateboard away.
Yeah.
To the mall.
Nice vish.
They're talking to a blind girl, by the way.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Skateboarders are the worst to blind girls.
The eternal war between skateboarders and blind people. That's the reboot of Underworld I'm pitching.
Finally. I'm tired of vampires and werewolves not getting along. It's in everything that has vampires and werewolves. Why isn't there one? Were they friends in Hotel Transylvania?
Didn't see it.
They had like a party or something, though. I bet they got along. Or did they just kind of give each other dirty looks from across the party the whole time? Like it was there, but that wasn't the story they were there to tell.
Yeah.
I don't know that much about it. I don't know why I'm bringing it up.
I will once again reference that I didn't see it. I'm of little to no help.
If I couldn't reference movies I hadn't seen, I would never speak.
Gillian brought the third season of Community. Signed by her and spit on by Chevy Chase. So that is very nice.
He can't produce spit anymore.
Oh. What's your favorite Chevy Chase movie? I'll ask everybody to be fair. David? Because he was great.
Caddyshack, he's fantastic. I'm gonna go with an obscure one that's not my favorite, but I like it. Which is The Funny Farm, because he does.
Is that the one where Dan Aykroyd has a penis for a nose?
No,
that's nothing but trouble.
Yeah,
it was.
That's
real.
Brutal.
That happened.
That movie's brutal.
Funny Farm,
Farm was kind of. It was kind of funny. I thought. I don't know. It was kind of.
Isn't
slow
it tempting
for me.
Fate it's, by putting the word funny in your comedy movie title?
I think that was most of the reviews.
That was it.
It was pre Rotten Tomatoes, but I still read as many newspapers as I get my hands on. And
you're down there right when the newsstand opened. Give me all the Funny Farm reviews.
I think Christmas Vacation is
I'm
my
talking
genuine
to an old timey
favorite.
Voice, and I need them now. I gotta have these for you.
See,
just biting nickel after nickel. These are all real.
Funny Farm, he does a lot of the Chevy Chase laugh, which I like. Which is
you enjoy that?
Which I think is funny. Like, no one does that better than him. Like, he wants his wife to read his manuscript, and then he just stands over her shoulder and, like, points at things and does that laugh. And I still like to do that to people. Like, I draw comics, and I'll show them and just be like... And I always get a kick out of it.
I got a kick out of the fact that you gave them plenty of time to think about their answers. DC?
Fletch's eye.
Yeah, I like Fletch.
I have a weird thing with him and a lot of those kind of like really seminal 80s, it's like late 70s, 80s comedy movies where I feel like you could get away with a lot just by being like the main characters being like, look at this jerk off to an authority figure. Do you know what I mean? And that was a lot of what comedy was, because I guess nobody ever called an authority figure a jerk-off before 1979. So people were like, whoa, yeah, sweet! And also, I guess drugs hadn't been invented yet, so there was
Bill
nothing
Bill Murray really switched up in Ghostbusters, because instead of jerk-off, he called him dickless.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, so he took it to the next level. But you're right, that a lot of the comedy is that, and we moved away from that. And
I think we moved away to like where we're laughing at the characters.
Isn't in hit movies anymore.
Whoa.
Because that was his whole thing.
Apparently you didn't see Meet Dave. Neither did I.
I think I slept through it on a plane. So does that count?
Totally counts.
And 1,000 words. Take
I saw
one
part
of
that on
greatest
cable.
Spoken word articulate comedians of all time. Fast talker. Like, I get, okay, that would be real torture for him if he can't speak, but don't really do it for an entire movie. God damn it. That was horrible.
Last year, I feel like, was a big movie, or a big year for, like, movies that the premise involved, like, magical leaves falling off of, like, a magical thing. Like, there was that Odd Life of Timothy Green, mm-hmm. where the kid had, like, leaves on his shins, and when they all fell off, he died. 1,000 words. Don't put magical leaves falling off as part of the conceit of your movie. And I'm talking to you, J.J. Abrams, when you do the new Star Wars. Don't put magical leaves in it. That's all I got.
JJ loves this podcast.
Because it's so mysterious.
So you're saying 1,000 words would have been better if they had perhaps cast you, and you just don't have a lot to say.
Oh, it would have been a horrible movie with anybody in it, because it was just, it was all premise and nothing else. Mm-hmm. But still, yeah, hire somebody that, Rowan Atkinson would be very funny. Trying to explain things to people without using words.
Roberto Benigni?
Would be fantastic in it as
He's
well.
He's due for a comeback.
Sure.
I'm his manager.
You guys hear about this Benigni kid?
There's some people that could really pull that off. Or even, I'd love to see a Philip Seymour Hoffman give it a try. I'd like to see him in the lead in a flat-out family comedy.
He plays a totally straight awesome. And then just commits suicide at the end.
Pack your bags and get in the car. Everyone get in the car. We're going to the grocery store. I'm gonna fucking kill all of you.
It's a family fun, like Philip Seymour Hoffman.
Which movie's that from?
That's the reboot
Happiness?
Of the new. No, that's the new National Lampoon Vacation starring Philip Seymour Hoffman.
Oh. I totally missed what you were doing there. I'm going to have to go back and listen to it later.
Oh, no. It's
Philip
like,
Seymour Hoffman is National Lampoon's sad husband.
Honey, I'm having chicken again.
Honey, we never have sex anymore.
I don't feel good. pack a car. I got my bonus. We're going to Wally World. I miss that moose.
You know about that movie, Vacation, right? About how they the whole thing with John Candy at the end was a reshoot. Because originally they had like an old guy that was like a Walt Disney looking guy played by Eddie Bracken, who they like held at gunpoint to like his head and went around and did stuff in the park, you know, like it was a lot more scary, like you know, yeah. Clark Griswold's really gonna
so like Clark Griswold's
shoot this guy.
Falling down.
Exactly. Defense was on his license plate if you look close.
Turn on the fucking rides.
Well, this took a turn.
Yeah. But I don't know why it's not as bad with a jolly fat guy.
Because he's fat with braces.
The moose outside should have told you.
Yeah.
I don't know why the moose didn't tell you.
That's a pelican. That wouldn't even break the skin. It could break the skin.
That's pretty close, though, to...
I don't understand why the moose didn't tell you. Gotham is closed. All the bridges are out.
It's not close to that at all.
But it's close to me saying, let the game begin.
All right, this is the part where you guys go out into the audience and pick a name tag that you'd like to play for. And there's a few of them out there. And anything that speaks to you I hear a woot monkey. That's exciting to have a woot monkey back on the scene. And David's really asking questions about the items. It doesn't look like you came back with the most spectacular.
I didn't. I like when people have like carved you pumpkins and things in the past.
Yeah, yeah. Put some real effort
but
into it. I saw
tonight,
some good ones out there.
Got the B team tonight.
Cause what is that?
It's a Shadow Machine Cantina lunch ticket from Brian the Intern.
Oh, and you got to punch it one more time, and then you get a free lunch. Is that the deal? The opposite? Oh, you have to pay more if you go 5 times.
Oh, Brian the Intern, you're such an intern.
Only one more click until he pays for his lunch.
Not the opposite, but close. Like it's free. You get a free lunch now. No?
Each one is like
Each one is a lunch. Oh, I see. I get it.
He's going to have to pay.
He works a weird work week. They'll give him another. They'll give you another one when this one's done, right?
Yeah.
Why do they highlight that you're an intern? I mean, they literally take a highlighter and like, yeah.
Don't don't mess around and respect this person.
Yeah,
they're an intern, okay?
Yeah, don't start asking them questions.
Don't treat them with dignity.
Yeah, don't be like, "How's your day going?"
I mean, it's highlighted. You saw it.
Just tell them that you need something and that they should go get it right now.
Yeah.
All right, Brian. Good name tag. I love it. What do you got, Gilly?
I have Eddie. And she wrote it on a barf bag. And she likes me in Community and Choke. So I'm a narcissist, so I took hers.
Is she, what do you call it? Psychic? Like, how'd you know... Did you write all that on there once you saw who the
right
guest
over there
was? Once you saw her come out, then you made this
wow,
name tag.
You have lovely handwriting, and you wrote very quickly.
So, how do you do? You just scramble to like whichever guest you like the best. You'll think of something to write about.
Yeah, this is my first time here, and like once oh, okay. I had to.
Wow, that's interesting.
I feel like that approach is going to be...
Why hasn't anybody thought of that, Jordan?
That's going to be a new thing.
Why isn't that rampant? Like, just leave a blank area that you can put in some suck-up-y shit.
Yeah.
Pick somebody when they come out, but then you got to hope that one person...
Oh, man, that's what Jordan looks
like. She could have wandered off the other way and not...
He's like Godot in my mind. His girlfriend's a babe. He's rocking it out. Jordan, you guys at home, Jordan is magnificent. He's like Aslan from Chronicles of Narnia. And then he represents Christ.
That is exactly how I would describe him. He is our Aslan. And he always used to bring a baseball, as you know, with his name on it. And it would get picked all the time. Because boys just grabbed that baseball.
Boys love balls.
Girls sometimes too, right? Yeah. Yeah, everybody likes balls. Okay, so the girl you're playing for, her name is Eddie?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm going to write that down. Jesus, Gillian and Eddie. Just make it easy on me, you guys.
It's like a buddy cop movie.
It's right after Rizzoli and Isles.
They play the same movie every week after Rizzoli
We've
and Isles.
We've got characters. And who are you playing for, DC?
I am playing for Mike, whose label is on the back of a Woot Monkey, which was another thing I had always heard but never actually seen in real life. And it was everything. This is going to be really ironic as an author who's here promoting a book, but everything out there required so much reading. Like, they all had, like, paragraphs and clauses and caveats and, like, had clearly been looked over by a lawyer. And then this guy just held a monkey aloft in the crowd and just like, bashed its chest, and it made a noise. And I was like, yes. And I reached out for it. And it also has a little rubber thing around its arm, which makes it look like it's tying off to do heroin. Because the rush of being a daredevil isn't enough anymore.
All right, well, we don't need any more entries in best description of a name tag contest. You really worked that one out. If we had had time tonight, we would have played a game called ABCD's Nuts, each letter I was going to spell out community, and I was going to have you go first, and I was going to say the letter C. What movie would you say that begins with the letter C?
Gosh. Church Mouse, is that a movie?
No, but I'll give you a clue. You just said it out loud, and it's written on the name tag.
Because I want a movie something can be as quiet as.
Oh, I'm in a movie called Choke, and it's
yeah, that
on
begins
the
with the letter C. That's what I wrote down, Choke. So we would have matched, and you would have won. So we'll have you go first in the Leonard Maltin game.
Great.
And then we'll go to D.C. because it's his first time, and then to you, David.
Okay.
Because you're gonna.
I saw for the O, you wrote over the top.
Yeah.
Who's in over the top?
You thought that was the immediate guess someone would have come up with?
Well, I have to put something.
I thought open range, and then I thought, no, I'll go over the top. And then I looked down and saw it, and I was like, this guy's in my head.
What's over
Next
the top?
Next time you're on.
Over the top is a Sylvester Stallone arm wrestling biopic. No, yeah. It's not a biopic.
That's the key to winning. The key to winning in arm wrestling is to be the one to go over the top.
Actually, I believe the key to arm wrestling is to connect with your estranged son, Doug.
It's a two-step process.
Meet me halfway. I love that movie. Anyway.
Yeah, it did have that kind of song over the end credits. We did it and we made it.
A man drinks oil in that movie as well, for real. Like an arm wrestler, actually, like there's like these talking heads because Sylvester Stallone, like he inspired The Office, I guess. And there's a guy that drinks oil, like an actual wrestler that drinks oil.
Like gasoline?
Like motor oil, yeah.
Wow. So there's actually a movie where people arm wrestle and that's
well,
the whole
Sylvester
movie.
Stallone is a truck driver who becomes a professional arm wrestler to save his estranged son.
What's the prize? For
well, they also have mental illness. It's kind of like an early Silver Linings Playbook. But in Over the Top, they don't talk about the mental illness. They just go right to the arm wrestling.
Great.
They just go right to talking like,
I think I'm the only person that thought Silver Linings Playbook didn't have enough dance contest in it. Like, that was my favorite aspect of it, and I thought it was given short shrift.
I want a more dance contest because that's what my name stands
for. I
want
to see the other competitors. Your name's Dance Contest
Pearson?
My name's
Dance Contest Pearson.
How much fun do you have with that whole DC game?
Not enough, but starting tonight, more.
All right, let me get the app going here. There's my phone's being silly. And start with you, Gillian.
Okay.
You get to pick a category.
Great.
As you know.
So excited.
From
Come
the following.
Come on, Catherine Hepburn. Come on, Catherine Hepburn.
One of these. Would you like... At MasterJB2000 suggested on Twitter, Val and Tyne's Day. And that's movies that star either Tyne Daly or Val Kilmer.
Yes! Oh, I fucking love that. That's amazing. Speaks to me.
And Nick Chinchilla suggested Bart the Bear. And that's movies that feature that one specific acting bear, Bart the Bear. He's been in about 5 projects. Like, if there's a bear in a movie, it's probably Bart.
Oh, that's
Don't
not the character's
loud,
name.
Though.
That's the name of the actor.
The bear. The actor
the
bear's
actor.
Name is...
Okay.
Yeah. That's what they say to it when they're hitting it with a stick. It.
Well, I studied acting under stick and food. Inside the
You'll get the
studio.
Best work out of me with food, to be honest. It's been proven torture doesn't work.
Zero bear 30.
Okay, and it's Arsenio Hall's birthday today, so the...
Respect.
R.I.P.
The films are Arsenio Hall.
I think I'm going to have to go with Tyne Daly, because I didn't even know Arsenio Hall had been in films, so...
Randy Watson.
What?
What is that?
That was from Coming to America.
I've never seen that.
I have a feeling you've never seen Harlem Nights or Amazon Women on the Moon either.
I think
it on the Moon or Mars? What are they on?
Mars.
Moon. But anyway, those were the 3 that I picked for Arsenio because he made 3 movies like 87, 88, 89. Out of the biz. No, he had to go host a talk show.
That's the Triple Crown.
Yeah, he went and hosted the talk show. Okay, so this is Tyne Daly or Val Kilmer.
Great.
Is in this movie.
I love it so much.
The year, you're not going to like this.
All right, shit.
Is 1976.
Fuck, I don't know. All right.
3 stars from Leonard Maltin.
Okay.
He says this movie is about a rule breaker, and he says that it's violent. And it's a formula that just seems to work.
So he kind of likes it.
I don't know what he thinks. 3 stars. So yeah, kind of works, but it's violent. And he names 8 names.
8.
Okay. Smart opening bit. DC, who hasn't said a word.
Name that movie.
Wait, what?
Yeah.
It's interesting. Yeah, I think it's going to work. I think it's mean.
Wait, you called me?
I
Is that you
not
know you
in
want
the
me to
spirit
say
of
the
a
name
woot
of the
monkey
movie?
And a barf bag?
DC!
I can't, Gillian, I came to win, son. I'm doing this for Mike.
But you know, to qualify for the tournament, you know, you got to try to get a negative name.
Oh, you're right.
Yeah.
Shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true. Wait,
So you blew that.
Yeah, I did. Wait, can I take it back and try it in -1? Because I think I might know what it is. No, I can't do that. I got to name.
I'll fully allow that.
Me too. All right, so you're going negative one?
Yeah, negative one.
All right, David.
And backstage, we were all talking about like winning and losing, and then DC was like, I don't care that much. Gillian's like, I don't care that much. But then DC revealed that his girlfriend's parents have a family crest that below it says, "We never lose."
Yeah, I'm dating Jack Donaghy from 30 Rock.
And
sure, so I'll do negative one.
What's your bid, Lemon?
Name it, dude.
I'm just going to guess that it's Dirty Harry starring Clint Eastwood.
Sigh in the audience, because it's The Enforcer starring Clint Eastwood.
Oh, shit! Well,
yeah, that's why he was complaining about the formula of it, because David seems to work. Yeah, David gets a point.
Oh.
But at least you didn't, you know.
I didn't embarrass myself.
Oh, and then immediately.
Because even if you heard Tyne Daly and Clint Eastwood, you wouldn't have come up with
that. Doug dangled that tournament of championships in front of me, and I messed up.
That's
like a regular Andrew Garfield in The Social Network.
Oh. I saw that one.
No. He was great in it. I mean, his character messed up.
Yeah.
Ow. Ow.
Ow.
Ow. Ow. Ow. Ow. All right. We're going to start with Gillian again.
Oh, great.
Yes. And but we'll go to
You're not pouting
David
your way out of
this
one.
Going to David.
I'm not
time.
Pouting. I'm just...
You're going to make me name it on Feminist Day? I got out of a ticket on my way here.
What? All right, three categories.
All right.
They are from at Delorium for Sale, suggested martial art films.
Nope.
And those are films made by Gary or Penny Marshall.
Oh!
Martin Urbano suggested Dom and Dahmer, and that's films with serial killers in them.
Or Dom Irrera.
And it's too late for me to put one in there, but yeah, that's a good point. And In Theaters Now, that's movies that are in theaters
All
now.
Right, In Theaters Now. In Theaters Now.
Okay. Save those fun categories for another time. Who's doing the breathing?
All of us.
Thought we were getting hit
making
by Nemo.
Dirty phone calls over here.
Okay. I got to pick a movie that's in theaters now. Leonard, doesn't give stars when he reviews a current movie, and he writes a lot about it, so I have to be very careful in picking out the clues. He calls this movie good.
I like to name that movie.
He says that there's a quality to this movie that makes it so fresh.
It's an Outcast movie.
Outcast bumping up and down the street.
No, because the protagonist turns out to be flawed, he says.
Huh.
Yeah.
That's new.
It's a crazy twist. And and it's in theaters now, and Leonard only lists four names. So how many names do you think you'd have to hear?
Four.
Smart. David?
You're going to have to name it. Name that movie.
Ooh.
Okay.
Sorry.
Because you don't feel like you...
Everyone...
Four is rough. That's a tough one.
Okay, I got it.
You think so? Because that some of those people will be the stars of the movie.
Yeah, that's a good
point. Quite potentially all four of them.
Well, then I feel like whatever you said has to stick.
So. I'm comfortable with that.
I like it. This could be a new take on the show. Is everyone negotiating?
Come on, GJ.
I used to just shut it down, but you guys have been such a great panel that I entertain it. But your four names.
Okay, Eddie, let's go.
This is in theaters now.
Okay.
They are Catherine Zeta-Jones.
Okay.
Channing Tatum.
Oh, Side Effects.
I'm not finished. Jude Law and Rooney Mara. Yeah, Side Effects. See?
Oh, man.
See how easy that was?
I wouldn't have gotten it.
Well, you could have passed it down to him. He would have. He wouldn't have let you have three names, I don't think.
I don't know. What's the dumbest choice to make? Because that's what I'll do, apparently, judging by the one time I've played.
Oh, guess what, man.
I'm starting to go through it.
Guess what? We're starting with you this time.
All right, let's do it.
So this
Dance
is your
contest.
Chance to make it work. Would you like Big Jim Moser suggested Plaque History Month. And that's, of course, films that have a dentist in them. No TV stuff. You can't. It's not Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. And he just wanted to be a dentist. He was not one yet. Or, did I say Master JB 2000 already tonight?
Did.
I think I did. This guy's got some good categories. Or lady. Veggie Tales. Okay. And that's films where someone is in a coma. And at Merkin McGee,
I'm going to make a movie about rollerbladers versus people in comas after my blind people versus
skateboarders.
Blind skateboarders.
Movie.
Yeah.
Merkin
people
McGee,
hapless people,
suggested Tango Unchained, and that's movies where Sylvester Stallone gets out of prison. Yeah, and I don't remember if he does any time in Over the Top.
I think it's implied that maybe he did at a point in like an opening crawl.
Right, because he was separated from, like, that's the importance of him bonding with his child. Is
yeah.
He hadn't really, and Robert he doesn't really
there.
Know his kid.
I'm gonna
I think
go
you have
with,
to go with Stallone.
I'm going to go with the people in comas.
Oh.
Damn. Would you like a movie with someone in a coma from 1995 or 2003?
I'm going to go with...
Could somebody shut that door?
I'm going to go with... Shit. 1995.
Should have gone with 2003.
Are you trying to get inside his head? 2.5. Oh, which way is it going after him? Who challenged last time? You challenged her, right?
Yes.
Yeah, so we go to Gillian after DC. So she's getting in position to take him on.
I'm ready.
2.5 stars.
Yes.
From Leonard for this movie from 1995. He says it's about someone who is lonely. And he says it's a cute story, but it should have been snappier. Snappier, yeah. Snap it out. And he lists 11 names.
11 names. I'm going to go, I guess, 8.
That's an interesting opening bit.
I could do it in 6.
Okay.
I couldn't.
Why? Don't say that, poker mouth.
I'm going to say... Do I know this? I'm going to say name it.
I'd like to see.
Me?
I'd like to see you on Jeopardy. Okay, do I know this?
Alex, what is
milk? What happened?
I have to
She's
do something
it.
Now.
Okay, mm-hmm. How many names did she get?
Six.
Okay, you want the clues again?
Yeah.
It's a cute story.
Okay.
Should have been snappier. It's about someone who's lonely from 1995, 2.5 stars.
It's probably Van Wilder 2, Rise of Taj, right?
National
Lampoon's Van Wilder 2, Rise of Taj.
And your 6 names are Monica Keena, Ali Walker.
I don't know who it is.
Michael Rispoli. He always plays that guy. Jason Bernard.
Nope.
Nicole Mercurio. That's a rough one.
Come on.
I know, right? And Glynis Johns.
Nope.
She has the same initials as you, though.
So
you're quick with that.
So
that's
GJ,
like built in as a DC.
Settle down, DH. So
doing a lot of initials humor tonight.
Someone's in a coma. It's 1995.
That's the main thing to keep in mind, I think.
Someone's in a coma.
Just think of a movie where someone was in a coma, and you will go home the winner. If not...
What was that movie with Sandra Bullock, While You Were Sleeping? That's the only one I can think of from the 90s.
God damn it. You are the winner.
Yeah! Oh, nicely done.
I'm angry at her for it.
That face was worth it,
though. How the fuck do you... Where do you get off? Not since Sarah Silverman came on here during Feminist Day last year. That's so fun when you really didn't know it. It just finally jumped in there.
Yeah. Yeah. Just put my thinking cap on.
Well, you and Eddie both are strategic sneaky.
She also wants me to say free Susan Silverman and her daughter.
What does that mean?
They were arrested in Israel trying to be at the Wailing Wall. Yeah, with a prayer shawl. Because this deals with feminist issues, so this is timely,
yeah.
Eddie. And that's, I appreciate
it. Ladies and gentlemen, place. Britta.
There's
that
no...
was very Britta. That was very Britta. It was intensely Britta. Was it not? Was it not?
There's no more.
Congratulations.
There's no better place for an important statement about the world than on a barf bag at a game show in a 100-seat theater.
Yeah, Israel women. Buy my young adult book with the word crap in it. You know, all that
kind of
stuff.
It's a popular podcast. Many more people will
hear this and see this lovely barf bag.
The thing about stoners, too, is they're going to immediately do something about it.
It's not just stoners that listen to this. Some. Did you write a shithead on the back of this, Brian?
It's his own name.
Your own name? Should I just say that? The Boot Monkey's got a shithead on it. Oh, that's a good one. And what do you like to plug, David, before we wrap it up here?
We're doing it. Okay, I was headed out. Oh, Brian needs his lunch pass back, so...
No, Brian's got to come down and pick a shithead, but I thought... Were you on your way down here? You just... Yeah. Momentum issues? Are you one of those stoners he was speaking of?
Brian, the intern's going to write down Evan, the intern.
Intern wars.
I'll be at Lestat's in San Diego in Normal Heights on Tuesday the 19th. We're doing a Professor Blastoff live tour, probably starting in like late April. And I have a new CD called Explosion Land coming out April 9th. There might be some pre-order things coming up soon. And that's it.
We have no time for your plugs, DC and Gillian. I'm
no
sorry.
Worries.
What do you got? Where are you going to be? What are you doing?
My book, Crap Kingdom, comes out March 7th, but I'm trying to get on the New York Times bestseller list. So please pre-order it before then. Pre-order it right now. You can go to crapkingdom.com. And if you pre-order it, I will write your name into a custom rap song I will then perform on YouTube. I've already done it for 100 people. So join them in immortality with a custom rap. Go to crapkingdom.com to find out how.
Nice.
If I do it, will you say my part in Dennis Haysbert voice?
Absolutely.
Okay, good. And Community's on Thursday nights at 8 o'clock.
Correct.
From now on, right?
Yeah, we're back.
It's a big smash hit. And
can we get the box on Blu-ray?
I don't know about that. But the either potentially wonderful or terrible Burt Wonderstone is coming out soon as well. So.
I've heard it's okay.
Thanks.
Really? You know somebody that saw it?
No.
Oh. Thank you.
I just wanted you to get, you know.
Take your time. I'm just wrapping it up.
I'm imagining David asking somebody, what's the buzz on Wonderstone?
What's going on with everybody? What's going on with Wonderstone?
What's the buzz
on Wonderstone? I can't wait to check out Wonderstone. I heard it's magical.
Monday, I'm taping a Benson Interruption right here at Meltdown Comics. Not this isn't Meltdown Comics, I'm pretty sure, but here in town. And I probably already mentioned that earlier in the show. So I will just say thank you to my guests, DC Pearson, Gillian Jacobs, David Huntsberger. Hang out for a second. I'm going to take that picture I was telling you about.
With a table in it.
Featuring the table prominently.
Can we not have the table in the picture?
I'll try to frame it out of
okay,
it.
Okay, cool. And
as always, North Korea is a shithead. wait, no. She doesn't get to pick one.
Oh.
But Rex Reed is a good one.
Oh.
he wrote it down right here. The Pope's dick is a shithead.
Now it's time for Doug to watch another talkie. Eyes of gold, his viewing prowess makes him foggy. There's no room in his heart.